This morning, we tried to bring you everlasting eternal word of God. I'd like for us to think about the gospel. There's so much being preached in this day in which we live after living in the world almost 82 years. I wonder what's happened to the old-time gospel that we used to hear preached and how serious the preachers used to feel as they preached the gospel. I knew several that wouldn't even make no announcements in their church. They wanted to be praying all the time, be sure they was under the influence of the Holy Spirit. God sent his Son into the world to preach the gospel. And one thing I think we've forgotten, he wasn't a helpless person when he come into this world. Because he said himself that the Lord had turned all judgment. The Father was not going to judge anymore, but all judgment was upon his shoulders. And all the governments of the world, according to the Bible, was upon his shoulders. And the judgment that's going to be executed upon this world is going to be done by him. And he said that he had the keys of death and hell in his hands. It's really, we need to stop, I think, in our religious confusion and what really is the gospel. The gospel is to believe what the Lord Jesus Christ said when he came into the world. And he went on to say he is going to judge this world by the words that he spoke while he is down here on this earth. So if that's the truth, we need to think seriously about what the gospel really is. This morning, as we try to bring you the word of God, we ought to be thankful that the gospel is still being preached. And now is the acceptable times as far as the true gospel is concerned. When a true gospel goes out on the influence of the Holy Spirit. But even Paul said in his days a lot of people was preaching another gospel. So what do you think's happening out in the religious world today with all the different denominations and translations of the Bible? It's really a time of confusion. And Lord Jesus Christ, our times are in his hand. As I try to bring you the word of God this morning, he's got a red letter day set on the calendar for each one of us when we're going to have to step out into eternity to give an account of what we did with his word while we went down through this world. And some of these days he's going to say, let him that's just be unjust still. He that's filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that's righteous, let him be righteous still. The gospel is not going to continue to be preached forever. So when we hear the true gospel under the influence of the Holy Spirit, it's really a serious thing. God, in the Old Testament, Moses said God was going to send another prophet into the world, likened unto him, and the soul that wouldn't hear that prophet would be destroyed from among the people. And it's really a serious thing when you and me hear the gospel preached. Because the Father said when his Son come into the world, the soul that wouldn't hear his gospel, would be destroyed from among the people. And it's really a serious thing as we think about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For a little while here this morning, I'd like to challenge everyone listening to me this morning for you to take the third chapter of St. John and read the whole chapter and see what the Lord Jesus Christ really said in this chapter. We hear so much about John 3:16. God sent his Son For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's wonderful, but he didn't stop talking there. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Very few ever mention the fact that the world was already condemned under the sins of Adam. And everyone that's been born of Adam is already condemned, because the Lord Jesus Christ said in the third chapter of John, that's born of the flesh is flesh. And when God rescued Adam after he had sinned against him in the garden, he restored his soul and his spirit, and he had relationship with God again. But he left his body under that curse. And all the descendants of Adam is under that curse when we come into the world. The Bible plainly teaches that all through the book of Romans. Listen to what he says in this 18th verse here. He that believeth on him is not condemned. When you hear the gospel preached, he said, he that believeth on him is not condemned. And believeth means that you accept what he said. You believe his words that he spoke when he went down through the world, and he laid some strong claims in the man upon everyone that believed his word. He demanded that we bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in our lives if we live here. In the 7th chapter of Matthew, he said if we hear his word and do them, the things that he said, we'd be on the rock. But if we heard what his gospel and failed to believe, we'd be building our life on the sand if we live for the things of the flesh. Listen to this terrible statement. I hope everyone listening will get this 18th verse. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But listen at this. But he that believeth not is condemned already. The Bible teaches that the gospel is life unto life and death unto death. And I wonder how a preacher can pretend to preach the gospel if he ever read this verse and tell jokes and laugh and giggle as he's preaching the gospel, when this might happen to some person in that congregation, that he'd be all ready to condemn because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. My, that's a terrible statement. And then we read over in the 3rd chapter of John, the 35th verse. He said, the Father loved the Son and hath given all things into his hand. And he laid down his life. Nobody had the power to take it. He could have brought the world to a close. And listen to this terrible statement in the 36th verse. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son, when he hears the gospel preached on the influence of the Holy Spirit, and he believes not on the Son, shall not see life. It's life unto life and death unto death when you hear the gospel. And listen to this terrible statement. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life. His eyes could be sealed in that service when the gospel preached. But the wrath of God abides on him. Can you think of preaching the gospel to a crowd and some person might go out with the wrath of God abiding upon him? And in the 7th Psalm, it said, God is angry with the wicked every day when his wrath is abiding upon a person. But we're failing to teach this generation about what the true gospel is and what a great responsibility it is for anybody to sit on the influence of the gospel, preached on the influence of the Holy Spirit. It's really something for each person to think about this morning. And it's a sacred time when you go in to hear the gospel preached. The Lord come to seek and to save that which was lost. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. A natural descendant of Adam has to be quickened by the Spirit of God and made alive. And then that's what the preaching the gospel does. It awakens people from their lost, ruined conditions. And then they have to deal with the Spirit of God when it's preached on the influence of the Holy Spirit. Because it's the Holy Spirit that goes out and convicts men of sin and righteousness and the judgment on the influence of the true preaching of the gospel of God. And when a fallen son of Adam hears the gospel of God, how he gave his son, sent him into the world to die in fallen sinners' place, to redeem them from their already condemned state that they're in. And when he hears that he comes to redeem them from the curse of the law, that's what the sin that'll die. And all souls belong to him. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And then a poor lost sinner can come guilty before God on the influence of the preaching of the gospel under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And there he can take his place as a guilty natural descendant of Adam and beg for mercy and pardon. And that's what the gospel's all about, beseeching men and women to become reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ, who came and died on Calvary's cross to redeem lost sinners from the curse of the law and from the curse of Adam. He that believeth in is not condemned, and he that believeth not is already condemned, as I just read you in the Word of God, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So let me remind you again, it's really a serious time when you sit and listen to the gospel preached on the influence of the Holy Spirit, because it is there that the wrath of God could come on you and you'd find that you was condemned and your eyes blinded. You'd be farther away from the gospel after that service was over. And John went on to tell here in the third chapter, and this is condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. A natural descendant of Adam is still on the influence of the flesh only. He hates the light. He won't come to the light because he loves darkness, because his deeds are evil. He's only seeking after the natural desires of the flesh until he hears the gospel, and then that quickens him and wakens him to his lost and ruined condition. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. He that doeth truth cometh to the light, When a man believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, then the Lord becomes the light of the world to him. And he becomes one of his sheep to follow him and hear his voice down through the world. And then he can walk in the light of the word of the Lord Jesus Christ as he goes on down towards the long ages of eternity. He comes into the light that his deeds may be made manifested that they are wrought in God. So it's really a serious thing as we're journeying on down through life. And how we hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ going to be determine our eternal destiny. And the Bible asks the question over in Peter 4, chapter 18 and 19, what shall be the end of the one that obeyed not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that believed not God and obeyed not the gospel? And Lord, when we hear that pure gospel, then he demands that we become one of his sheep and hear his voice and follow him. Because we read over in Thessalonians, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back in all of his glory, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes to execute that judgment. So my prayer is that each one listener make sure you've heard the gospel and surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ, lest you be punished in that everlasting destruction throughout all eternity.